Friendship for Polonius Jesus Christus. I come tonight as your bishop to be in solidarity with you and with your country as we mourn the passing of so many great people from Poland. The president, his wife, all the others that were mentioned, bishops, priests. It is truly what we can call humanly a tragedy. And yet there are so many coincidences that have occurred in this time that perhaps it is not a human coincidence, but rather divine providence. The tragic death took place on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday. We know this devotion is so dear to the Polish people. Just as the death of John Paul II took place on the eve of Divine Mercy Sunday. And also the place of this death, the Kedron Forest, where the elite were going to receive at last the truth about what happened. And yet we see that again, in this place, perhaps blessed in some way, or others who do not believe might say cursed, took the lives of those who are so dear to the Polish nation. Yes, coincidence, providence. Those of faith see through the incidents that perhaps at times sadden us. But because we are people of faith, and especially the people of Poland that have suffered so much in history, yet have resounded and been so resilient because of their faith, tonight is another time, and in the weeks to come, that you must call upon your faith to rebound, to re-enkindle the love of your motherland, Poland. Pray today, as we all do, for the repose of their souls, but also for the revival of the political system in Poland that will keep it a Catholic nation, a nation that brings to the world a unique faith, a unique way of believing, a unique witness that we see here in Brooklyn and Queens as so important to our own diocese. Sunday night I was in Queens at another mass like this. Tonight I'm here. Hopefully our work together as people of faith will enable us to keep the bonds that you share with your country alive, never to be dimmed, because this is who you are. You are, as your pastor said on TV the other day, your bodies are here, but your hearts are in Poland. And so tonight, as our hearts are saddened, we give thanks to God for our faith, because they keep our bodies and our souls together and a witness to what we know to be true, the power of the resurrection. This Easter time reminds us that Jesus rose from the dead. And so for people of faith, we know that death is not the end, but the beginning of a new and glorious life. This is the faith that sustains us. God bless you. I pray with you and am in solidarity with you also.
We thank you, Bishop, for your presence among us, for your prayers and your support and your understanding of our tragedy.